Nick?
Yes, sir.
The Attorney General called me. Were you around when he called me?
No.
He saw
him just before he
called. I was in TV studio on my statement on Laos and Vietnam, and when I called him back 10 minutes later, he'd gone to TV studio and going to be gone an hour.
Yeah.
Now, he talked to Jack Valenti and suggested that he thought I probably should make a statement on these three boys that are missing down Mississippi, and I ought to consider seeing their parents. I've been considering that all day. I talked to the speaker about it. The little Republican Congressman Ogden Reed is trying to get it in here. I'm afraid that if I start house mothering each kid that's gone down there and it doesn't show up, that we'll have this White House full of people every day asking for sympathy, and congressmen too, because they want to come over and have the picture made and get on TV. And I don't know whether the President of the United States ought to be busy doing that or not. What do you think happened to them?
I think they got picked up by some of these Klan people, be my guess.
And murdered?
Yeah, probably, or else they just being hidden in one of those barns or something, you know, and get the hell scared out of them. But I would not be surprised if they'd been murdered, Mr. President. Pretty rough characters.
How old are these kids?
20 and 24 and 22.
Mm-hmm. What did you say to them, and what did the Attorney General say to them?
Simply that we were doing everything that we possibly could to find out what had happened, and essentially what you just said, the FBI was there, we had helicopters out, we were doing everything we could. And if they had any suggestions as to what ought to be done, to get in touch with us and tell us what ought to be done. And an expression of sympathy, and then some discussion of the general difficulty of the federal government being involved beforehand in protection and why the Constitution didn't permit this.
What did they say?
And they reacted quite favorably to this. They said they understood the problem, and they just were distressed and just hoped that everything was being done that could be done. And they were not dissatisfied with anything, Mr. President. I think they felt everything was being done that could be done.